Blog Talk Radio.
BK, shout out to my little sis Kayla Starks, man, doing big things. To be honest, boy, I gotta say that you're stupid talented, like for real though, bruh. Nah, I'm playing. Yo, shout out to you, you doing big things. I'm proud of you, and you can only go up and higher from here. So just remember, there's no limits, nothing's impossible. So peace out. Got a nice scoosh, West Coast all day.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome to Jesus Child Christian Urban Poetry. This is your hostess, Sister Katisa. And we thank God for you for joining us on this great day. Amen. That was Follow Your Dreams by Kayla Starks. Amen. So blessed by her talent and her gifts that she used toward lifting up the body of Christ, lifting up God, Jesus Christ, exalted him. Amen. And so we are thankful. We are grateful. Amen. To God Most High. And definitely for you. We're going to have prayer. We're going to have our scripture. We may end up having a different kind of flow on today, but praise be to God. You know, He's allowing us this opportunity once again. We are grateful again. Amen. For you and all that God is doing in your life, in our life. And God is doing a great work. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor. You are an amazing God. You are awesome God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you do for us, God. You are just magnificent. You are wonderful, and there's nothing too hard for you. And so, God, as we follow you, as we follow Christ Jesus, God, we are following you who gives us dreams, gives us visions, God, to do your will, God, and to uplift your only Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent into the world, that we may be saved. And so, God, I give you praise, and I thank you, Father God. You are awesome. Yeah, we bless your name this morning and every day, all our life, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. So we just thank God. We glorify God. And truly, again, God is amazing. And we want to, you know, have our scripture this morning. And we're going to just proceed forth in the power of God. Amen. And all that he is doing in our lives. Praise his name. Our scripture always is, we come from Acts 17. Acts 17. And let's see here, we're going to start in the verse here to give us some encouragement. Let's start in verse 27. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. Verse 28, for him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. We are the offspring of God. We are his creation. He created us in his image, in his likeness, for his glory, for his praise. Amen. And so we are definitely, we are grateful, we are thankful. We just want to, you know, acknowledge so much of how God is moving in the earth and in our lives. Truly, God is blessing us. Amen. And so we are just, we're ecstatic, and I pray that you are too. We are in the new year. We're in 2016, and so we are, amen, we are just experiencing the grace and mercy of God. And so his grace and his mercy, amen, follows us all the days of our life. Grace is just God's unmerited favor. Mercy is we don't get what we deserve. And so this is Jesus Child Christian Urban Poetry. We have the vision and the mission. We want to reiterate and restate that of the Great Commission of Jesus Christ. He said, you know, go into all the nations. You know, teaching, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that is our goal. And specifically, we speak to the urban culture and having an urban flow is what we've been in these last few weeks, and urban expression. Amen. And so we want to be, you know, continue expressing the will and the purposes of God. And I don't think that we could probably do that enough, you know, have an expression of the will of God, because his will is perfect. And his will is that no one should perish, but all to come to repentance. That is the will of God. And so we want to be in the, we want to be doing that which God, you know, has called us to, and so we are, you know, going to be steadfast in our call, and in the will of God, glory unto his name, and we praise the Lamb of God this morning. We praise him for you, and we're gonna just do, you know, kind of go back a little bit to Langston Hughes right now. We're talking about dreams. That's not, you know, it's urban expression. And I believe that dreams is not just an urban expression, it's just an expression that comes from God. And so this Langston Hughes, this is Dream Variation. It says, to fling my arms wide in some place of the sun, to whirl and to dance till the white day is done. The rest at cool evening beneath a tall tree, while night comes on gently, dark like me. That is my dream, to fling my arms wide in the face of the sun, dance, whirl, whirl, till the quick day is done. Rest at pale evening, a tall, slim tree, night coming tenderly, tenderly, black like me. Now, he was speaking of color, a race, and so, you know, God, he did this. He did this. He created us different. He created us different races, color, tones of skin, backgrounds. God did this so that we would, he placed us in our families, in our countries, so we would reach out for him and find him, because he says he is not far from any one of us. God is not far from any one of us. Instead, he is, He is close by, amen. He is just, we can call on him and call on him in the spirit of truth. And God gives us that opportunity. Hallelujah, praise God. And so that is, you know, one thing about dreams. In the scripture, there was dreamers. There was a dream of Joseph in the Genesis. He had dreams. He told his brothers about his dreams, his father about his dreams. His brothers got upset with him. They already didn't like him. But his dreams came to pass. So we got examples in the scripture about, you know, God placing dreams in hearts, and that when God does that, you know, they will come to pass. They will fulfill, because he has a purpose. He has a plan. And so God has a purpose. God has a plan. We got to follow his purposes. We got to follow his plan. He says in to us, you want to know a good scripture, kind of poetic, Jeremiah 29:11, when God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. That's the type of plans that, you know, God has for us, a hope and a future. And we can trust that when God says something, he doesn't, amen, he doesn't say anything to that is, you know, the opposite of his will. No. God speaks, and what he speaks is the truth. And we can trust in what God says. We can trust in what he is telling us. And truly, God is amazing in so many ways. And so we just want to, we're here to, again, exalt God. And that this is Urban Expression today. We are doing a little bit different. Amen. And sometimes you need different. We need to break out of the monotony of doing the same thing the same way. And so, so God, you know, he's given us this day to do, to be different on this day. And so we were talking a little bit about dreams, and we did dream variation of Langston Hughes, amen. And let's see what else God would have us to share on today. And this is a short one. It's called A Dream Poem. And it's by Elaine Maria Upton. This is, every time you see a tree or dream a cloud, there is that in you or the tree. There is that in you or the cloud. The cigar dreams in drought and endures. The cloud dreams, our woe sneezes, cries, the rain falls. I noticed in these last two points here, trees are mentioned. And God likens his people, us, as trees. And anything we can say about the urban expression is that God has planted us like trees by the water. Our roots go way down, and we are strengthened, amen, by our faith. We are strengthened by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so many trees, amen, that God is watering himself, that he's planted roots. We're rooted, you know, those of us who are sharing this message through our gospel rap, spoken word poetry, know this, today is a day of encouragement to speak, amen, into our lives. God is speaking into us. We have to open up and listen. What are our dreams? Follow your dreams. We got to follow our dreams. And because we are following the true God, the one true God, the one King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are following, amen. And then he gives us the purpose. He gives us our direction, our guidance. We need guidance. We need to have leadership. And so when we're expressing, you know, our gifts and our talents for God, he wants to lead us to have an impact. It is about the numbers that we're having an impact. It is just being faithful to be impactful where we are placed in our urban expression. You are placed in a city, a town, a country for the purposes of exalting Jesus. And your gifts are not to your own. They are not unto yourself, but they are for God. They are for Christ. So it is a time, New Year's, the end of a year, and the beginning of a new year, are times of reflection. They are time to revisit the dream, the vision, and pray, fast, meditate on the Word of God, and rejuvenate, refresh the dream. Because just like in the Bible, if you know about Joseph's dream, his dream wasn't unto himself. No, his dream was actually to save his family and a whole nation, basically. And God was, and even when they thought that they were doing something bad to him, getting rid of him, you know, but he recognized in wisdom that God did this so that his family could be saved, and blame that to his brothers. He said, don't be mad at yourself. I'm just paraphrasing. Don't be mad because you kicked me to the curb. You did this. So, you know, because God was actually behind the whole thing, so that he could save us, so he could save the family. So God is behind your gift, your talent, your dream, so that others can know Jesus. He's behind it. He is orchestrating events, people, places, so that for yourself, that for others. And sometimes we get narrow vision and believe that the vision and our gifts and our talents is about us. And want us maybe seek a name for ourselves, seek fame, fortune. But in honesty, we got to be honest with the Lord because the Lord knows everything. We got to be truthful with God because he knows everything. And so this is real talk on today. It's some time out, amen, from our music we normally play. And just have some time of reflection. What an awesome idea God would give us. A time that we sit and we don't have any other agenda but be in the presence of God. And he already knows our hearts, the desires of our hearts. When we sit in his presence, and he give us fresh ideas, fresh direction, fresh guidance. And we got to get back on point, you know, on focusing on God and focusing on Jesus Christ. He is the expression of our faith. God should be the focus. Christ should be the focus of our faith. And that's just the bottom line. That is the truth, right? And glory be unto God. And God is working in us to will and to work for his good pleasure. And so we are not taken lightly. Anything that God has given us the opportunity for his praise and his honor. And so we are grateful and thankful again for this opportunity to be sharing with you on today. And our whole plan was, of course, like every week, is to play into, have the different opportunities where we play, play the music and we share. But this time we just had, this is kind of just a session of encouragement, strength, and a reflection of time of just, we say, okay, where are we in this dream? Where are we in this vision? And where are we in doing all that God has called us to do? Are we being obedient? Are we following through? Are we following up? And are we praying? Are we seeking God? Are we going into his word? And then you have to keep pursuing God. You keep pursuing God, and he in turn pours, back into us that we can pour into others, that we can have the overflow that comes from his love, from his guidance, from his strength. And because when he gives us, it's not just for us. We're blessed to be a blessing. We're blessed with our faith. We're blessed with the gospel so that we in turn may go and share the good news of this gospel with other people. We've been, you know, having this great great assignment, each one of us, but we can't get distracted by the assignment and forget about our relationship with God. That's number one. That's what God's trying to get out. Number one on the list is to have a relationship with Him, to know Him, and to spend time in His presence. Amen. And so He is strengthening and pouring into us in that we, you know, then therefore can spread this into the whole world. And it's to His glory, and it's to His praise. And so that's what we talked about on Urban Expression today. And I hope you are blessed, and in that we are following up on the dreams God placed in our hearts. We are asking Him, what's the next step for Jesus Child Christian Urban Poetry? What's the next step? The doors He's opening, they are doors that no man can close. And so we are definitely, we're excited about what God's doing in you and in us. And this is a little bit different show today. We just thank God for just His grace and mercy that we just be able to, you know, come once again and have this the opportunity to express and be all that He's calling us in this hour, in this day, and in this season. And, you know, truly, He is amazing. God is amazing. He's amazing. And He's amazing what He's doing in your life. I know many of you have great testimonies. We hope to have, with God's blessing and God's opening the door, some interviews soon. And because we are encouragement to one another, many of us have different testimonies. We have different, you know, backgrounds of how God has utilized, you know, our message, His message in us. So we just give Him praise, we give Him glory, and we give Him honor. Thank you so much for joining us on today. We did come to a close to our programming, and we want you to be blessed. And just remember your urban expression in Jesus. It's the dream. Follow your dream. It's the dream you put in your heart. It's the energy, the strength, the grace, and mercy. And we are thankful for you. Join us on next week when we'll be back to, you know, give more of what God is going to lead us to do. We may be back regular programming, interview. We don't know. We just want to do what God's will is. And we want to bless others and be a blessing. Amen. And thank you again. Thank you so much. And enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. This is Sister Katisa and Jesus Child Christian Urban Poetry, and we are signing off, but not it's a see you later, see you next week. Amen. To God's will be done. Be blessed. Go with God.